by Meyer at 9.
Great, thank you. Yes, face-to-face this evening, as you said, at 8:15, Michael Appel, Judah Rosenzweig, will be giving a chabura in Tanakh and in Halakha, and everyone's welcome to come and do their own learning. Please God, will be here as well. I also want to thank everybody who was involved with the sale of clothing, setting up, coordinating the actual sale, tidying up last night, runaway success. So thank you to everybody for that. Yesterday we began speaking about washing hands in the morning and how we wash our hands as a signal that we're preparing to serve God, and everything is literally in our hands to turn all the darkness of night into light of day. And as pointed out yesterday, there is a mystical reason why we wash our hands, potentially, which is?
Tuma.
Excellent. Right. That's a generally good answer for anything. That when we go to sleep at night, our neshama departs. This is metaphysics beyond my pay grade, but this is what we're taught. Neshama departs, goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the morning when it returns, the Ruach Ra'ah that fills the vacuum that our soul left departs, but it leaves traces. And the place that it leaves traces is our fingers, which is why we need to wash our hands at the beginning of the day, which of course breeds the question, why on earth, if the Ruach Ra'ah were to leave any trace, it would be in our fingers. And it strikes me that of all the five senses, they, four at least, have a unique portal. Where do we smell? These are easy questions now.
Nose.
Where do we hear?
Elbow.
Excellent. I was going to ask it, meaning nobody smells with their knee. Nobody smells with their... You have a nose to smell, a tongue to taste, eyes to see, ears to hear, and they all happen to be located on the head. Where do we feel?
The fingers.
Well, what's the real answer? Okay, good one. What's the real answer? Everywhere. I can feel with my knee, I can feel with my toes, I can feel with my elbow, I can feel probably with my earlobe, there are nerves in my earlobe. There you go, I can feel with everything. So what my fingers got to do with anything? And it strikes me that actually the sense of touch is unique in the sense that it is a broad sense that has a place of origin. And what we're being called to do when we wash our hands is that we shouldn't just put band-aids on troubles. We shouldn't just seek to kind of temporary measures, but we should seek the origin. We should find the source of trouble and influence and go right to the source and clean and wash our fingers as an exemplar of that, because they are the point of contact with material world. They are portals for our material texture, and that's where we should seek to purify ourselves.